You know, we know you kind of had more than a cup of coffee. You played almost a full season of NHL games on a number of different teams. But walk us through your coaching career and the start of that, because 10 years ago, you were an assistant for the Penguins AHL affiliate in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, I guess it started when I was playing, obviously, right around the age of 26, I would say 27. I knew that, you know, after I was done playing, you start, planning for your post career, and I knew at that time that, you know, after I was done playing, I wanted to coach. So I started to see what other coaches were doing. The coaches I personally had, and I was lucky enough to have a lot of quality coaches, like Claude Julien, Michel Therrien. I also had Alain Vigneault early in my career. So those are all, like, and I'm sure you guys will agree, all outstanding coaches. And then when I was when I got done with my last 2 years in Germany and I came back, I knew it was going to be tough to get back into playing. I wasn't real successful in Germany. I was getting older. My body was banged up. And an opportunity presented itself in Wilkes-Barre, where I had spent, you know, part of 5 seasons with the Pittsburgh organization. And John Hines was going to be promoted as a head coach, and he was looking for an assistant. And I had a lot of connections there, a lot of people that I knew, and they all suggested that I threw my name in the hat, and that's how it all started.
And do you remember, and that's Brian Burke, do you remember what you got paid that first year as a coach?
I do remember. It wasn't a whole lot. It was a big pay cut from my playing days even, and even a big pay cut from my American Hockey League salary. But, you know, when I finally got the job and Ray Shiro told me I was going to be the guy, and John Hines, obviously, I was going to be his guy. I never talked about money. I knew that the money wasn't going to be the greatest, but, you know, you need your foot in the door, and that's how I looked at it and never really looked at the money sign.
Well, we asked Torts his first pro coaching job. He was Virginia in the ACHL. He made $6,000.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't 6,000. I was at 45 my first year. I signed a 3-year deal, and I think I was lucky to reach 50 on that third year.
All right, so before we get to the next stage, Wilkes-Barre, assistant move up, what's in the water in Wilkes-Barre? These coaches, Michel Therrien, Mike Yeo, you, Todd Richards, Todd Reardon, John Hines, Dan Bosma, Mike Sullivan. What a coaching tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. With Wilkes-Barre, it's a quality organization. And obviously, it starts with Pittsburgh. They do a really good job. They care about their team in the American Hockey League. And, you know, going back to my days there, even as a player, we were always well-treated. And as a coach, you know, they pride themselves in calling themselves the 32nd team. At the time, it was the 31st team in the NHL, 32nd team now. I'm sure they use that. So they see themselves as an NHL team. They want to treat players, staff the same way. And I think it's appealing to coaches to go there. You even had Mike Sullivan, who went back in the American Hockey League and now, you know, 2 cups later is in Pittsburgh. So, you know, a lot of credit goes to Jeff Barrett, Craig Pictorek, who have run this organization now for years. It's always been successful, and they treat us very well there.
Okay, so you get there, you're an assistant coach, then what?
So with John, we spent five years there in Wilkes-Barre, made the playoffs every year. So, there's, you know, we had success, and I'll be honest, I think even with John, after the second, third year, you have success, and you're like, okay, when's that call going to happen? And, you know, we always – those are things you talk about when I'm with John, you know, after 3 years, 4 years, okay, what if you get a job in the NHL? You think you're going to bring me along? And, you know, they're just casual talks, but I think they're conversations you got to have. And we always had a strong relationship, working relationship, and also a friendly friend relationship. So, you know, it was tough to get calls. It was tough to get opportunities. You got bypassed in Pittsburgh. So, you know, my way into the NHL was always through John at that point. And when Ray got let go and got the job in Jersey, and they interviewed John, and when John got the job, obviously I had to go through a few interviews myself, and everything worked out, and that's how we ended up here.
Joined by Alain Nasruddin, interim head coach of the New Jersey Devils. Stu.
Mike Greer is one of your assistant coaches, and he seems like he was out of the game for a while before he started being an assistant in New Jersey. Do you see head coaching being on the horizon for him?
You know, I do. I mean, he's an extremely sharp mind, sharp hockey mind. I'm sure you guys are aware of his family background. I think he grew up in that environment. His brother is now the GM for the Miami Dolphins, so I think it runs in their veins, and it's in the blood. And you know, it's he does a very good job. He's been very helpful to both myself and obviously John when he was here. And you know, when you're around Mike, he's played over 1,000 games, so he's got both, right? So he's a sharp hockey mind, and he's also has the experience of over 1,000 games in the NHL. So when you mix those two together, I mean, it makes for a pretty good coach.
Alain, I got to ask you about Jack Hughes. Comes into the league with a lot of fanfare. I had a chance to interview him last week, and he talked about how he wants to really showcase his game and take that next step to be a star in this league. What do you think it's going to take for him to elevate his game to all the potential that everyone sees in him?
Yeah, at this point, I just think it's time. There's no secret that he's young. He's 18. He's got to grow into his body. He's got to add some strength. He's got to add some muscles. And that's basically what's holding him back, I would say, right now. I think everyone can see the talent. Everyone can see what he can bring to the game. But right now, you know, it's a tough league. It's a men's league. And he came in. There was a pretty good progression. And I know people look at his point total. And for Jack, who's a young hockey player, he also assess his game with his point production, and obviously it wasn't there this year, but it doesn't mean that he didn't progress. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have the potential to become a star. It's just going to be a process, and we just have to be patient, starting with himself. But you know, eventually he will get there. When is that going to be? Is that going to be if we come back in July? If we ever come back, is that going to be next year? I don't have the answer, but at some point, he's going to be an impactful player in the NHL.
Berkey?
Talk about the evolution of Nico Hischier, if you would, please, on that.
He's a tremendous hockey player. I mean, I think people forget because he's already been in the league for 3 years, but he's still a young hockey player. And a lot has been put on his shoulders from his first year. I mean, you don't see that too often. An 18-year-old becoming the top-line center on the team in the NHL, and that's exactly what he did. Everyone talked a lot about Taylor Hall having a great season, and I know some people have noticed Nico, but I don't know if he gets enough of the credit that he got from, you know, Halsey's success that year, but he was a big part of it. And now 2 years later, he's into his third year, and I think when we traded Halsey, he really took the next step. I think he wants this team to be his team. He's more mature. He's becoming a great elite two-way player in this league already. And he's only 21 years old. So it's very promising. You could see that after we traded Halsey with the coach's change and all that stuff, that he was going to embrace that role of a leader. And he's done a really good job.
Alain, before we let you go, I've got to bring up, if someone needs a smile on their face, they got to go and YouTube the video of Alain Nasruddin's NHL goal. It's a great goal. It's assisted by Sidney Crosby, and the epic celebration is what makes it so much fun. You must get asked about this a little bit. The celebration you had in Montreal in front of your home, it's your hometown. What do you recall most about that moment?
Yeah, I'm being asked a lot about it, I'd say, over the last month. It came out last time we played against the Penguins, and they asked me and Sid about it, but it was pretty quiet there. That goal, we have to go back, 15 years or something. So it was pretty quiet, and I kept it that way because of that celebration. people haven't seen it. It looks like we just won the Stanley Cup in the Game 7 triple overtime, the way I celebrated. But, you know, that goal meant a lot. I was 31 at the time, and I played a lot in the minor leagues and a lot in the AHL, and, you know, it was tough to I made it to the NHL a few games here and there, but never was never able to stick. And finally that year, I was able to spend most of the year there. And at that point, I was still looking for my first NHL point. And I was just dying for an assist, let alone a goal. And in that game in Montreal, obviously Montreal is my hometown, and playing against the Habs was by, you know, my favorite team growing up, and my friends and family in the stands. And I just, you know, I came down, and Sid found me in the slot. Only Sid probably could have found me in that slot on that play, and beat Cristobal Louay for my first goal. And, you know, there was only, I believe, 0.2 seconds left in the period, so we weren't sure if the goal was going to stand. So, you know, made it a little more dramatic. But once I got that goal, it was a big relief just to get my first goal and my first point.